As a student at the University of Texas at Austin, pianist and composer Helen Sung was set on a classical music career when a friend took her to a Harry Connick Jr. concert and she was hit by the lightning that's known as jazz. Helen Sung then became one of the first students at the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Performance. She's played with the Mingus Big Band, as well as Wayne Shorter, Terry Lynn Carrington. And she's also released 8 solo albums. On her latest, Sung with Words, she collaborates with poet Dana Gioia and musicians including vocalist Gene Baylor.
I'd say it was the stars reminded me of you. But I can't see the stars from Second Avenue.
The Stars on Second Avenue from Helen Sung's Sung with Words. She joins us from the NPR studios in New York. We see what you did there, Helen Sung, Sung with Words.
Thank you so much for playing it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Now, you told NPR Music that when you told someone about this new album, their reaction was, great, two of the least popular things, meaning jazz and poetry.
You had to put it together in one place.
Right. But what made you want to do that?
You know, it was an evolution of sorts because I met Dana about 10 years ago at the White House. We just happened to be seated next to each other at a state dinner given right before a live taping for the PBS series In Performance at the White House that I was playing on. Mm-hmm. And so we became friends, and I admitted straight away, you know, I said, I don't really like reading poetry. And he said, well, why not? And I said, well, I just never liked not being sure of meaning. And he said something to me that was just revolutionary in terms of how I would approach poetry. He said, it's a temporal art like music meant to be heard out loud and read it. Listen to the rhythm of the words and the meaning will come at you sideways. Mm. So I started doing that and also experimented with imagining a certain line of poetry to music or to a rhythm and found that it would bring the words alive. So I started experimenting, just setting certain poems to music. I started off with one of Dana's poems.
Well, actually, and on your new album, he also does spoken intros. Let's listen to just a little. Here he is reading his poem, Pity the Beautiful.
Pity the beautiful. The dolls and the dishes. The babes with big daddies granting their wishes.
Pity the pretty boys, the hunks and Apollo. Pity the golden lads whom success always follows. The knockouts, the tens out of tens, the drop-dead gorgeous, the great leading men.
So there's the vocalist Gene Baylor with your orchestration of Dana Gioia's spoken word poem, really wonderful. But how did you go from classical to jazz? Because one is intensely participating in a piece of music, usually by yourself, you and the composer, that's classical. And then the other is listening to everybody else.
You said it so perfectly. Classical is, especially solo piano, is a solitary thing. I think I was just ready to meet jazz at that point, but you know, jazz, for better or for worse, helped me be the better, if not the best, version of who I could be. It's an intensely honest art form, incredibly generous. It required me to really look inside and deal with myself. You know, what do I have to say? Do I have something to say? Am I going to have the courage to say it? And it was not an easy transition at all.
I'm trying to think about it. You know, it's like, you know, it's bearing your soul. There's a physical difference between playing classical, playing jazz.
Yes. And one of the biggest transitions that I think will always be something I grapple with is you're on that stage with from 1 to anywhere to 14 different people who all hear music a little differently, who all have a different viewpoint. And how do you make music together at that moment? Mm. You know, it's not what you present on the stage is not the product of what you've been perfecting in the practice room for hours on end. You are doing it right then and there. And how scary is that? Yeah. But how wonderful, too, at the same time. You know, it's incredibly liberating and it's real. You know, life happens in the moment.
Right. Well, and we heard what you did with the poet Dana Gioia. But his poetry wasn't the only inspiration for you. I want to listen to another piece, Lament for Khalif Browder. Let's listen.
Yes.
I feel I hear a little of your classical influences here, but this story, Khalif Browder was the young African-American who killed himself after being arrested for theft. It was something small, and held at Rikers Island for 3 years.
Well, he was never charged with what he was originally accused
of. Exactly,
yeah. And it was just one strange, horrible snafu after another in the legal system that kept him behind bars when the person he was accused along with, because the other young man, his family had the funds to pay his bail, and Khalif unfortunately did not. And
it's a horrible story.
Oh, I burst into tears after I read it. I couldn't believe a human life was treated with such disregard. And I want to grieve for this young man and his life. He had so much potential. There were so many people who were trying to help him. And so this is my way to pay tribute to him, and hope that never, ever happens again. Something like that.
So Helen Sung, so powerful. You are obviously telling stories in your music. I mean, a lot of music does, but you're being explicit about it on this new album, including, again, putting the poetry of Dana Gioia to music. And we read that you asked him to write a poem based on a phrase that came up in a conversation you had with a friend about dating. Let's listen.
I never know where you're going to be. You come at 8 when you told me 3. Spin a story while you lay the smile and say that I look great. You don't have to act this way. Say what you mean what you say.
Boy, Helen Sung, it's nice to have a friend who's a poet when you want to tell something to someone. That must have been fun.
It was. I said, Dana, can you make something out of this? I said, you know, I was talking to a friend and I was just, I wish people would just say what they mean and mean what they say.
Well, there it is. Helen Sung, you are very immersed in the world of jazz now. Certainly not the only woman in jazz, but it's still so much a man's world. And an Asian woman in the world of jazz. Does that mean anything to you, or is that like just doesn't mean anything?
Oh, it definitely does. It's not something that I've spent a lot of time thinking about what exactly it means, but, you know, there are young women who it actually scares me a little bit. You know, they say, you know, you're a role model. We look up to what you've done. And so I want to treat that responsibility seriously and with integrity and authenticity. And I think everything that's happened in the past couple of years on the public landscape is important, and it's, you know, not all pretty, but it's something we have to go through. And I'm also looking at what is my place in it all, you know, as a woman and as an Asian American, and want to be a source of something good, something positive, something for change for the better.
Yeah. Well, and one last thing, have you ever had a chance to thank Harry Connick personally for, we'd all like to thank him for changing your life. Have you ever had a chance to talk to him about it?
No, I haven't, but it would be so much fun because I have a friend, Jimmy Green, who plays in his band, and he said, I hope you get to tell him that one day because he would really get a kick out of it.
Well, I hope we just did.
thank you, Robin.
That's jazz composer and pianist Helen Sung, a classical artist until she saw Harry Connick Jr. in college. Her latest album, Sung with Words, it's beautiful. For more, go to hearnow.org. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin, and thank you, NPR.
Is there anything in particular you'd like us to go out on?
Let's go out with something fun, especially since we're heading into winter.
Yeah.
I love Dana's poem, Hot Summer Night.
Take me downtown, it's a hot summer night.
Take me downtown, it's a hot summer night.
Take me downtown, it's a hot summer night.
Take me downtown, where lovers are breaking up, making up, hooking up, cooking up plans for tonight.
Stay home and fight. Let's go downtown.
Hello.